We're visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 1-3 and you defeated Northern Heights in the season opener. But last week, you know, three losses in the Central Heights tournament. See three really good teams. You know, what'd you learn from this, especially last week with three losses?
Well, we had stretches where we would play very well. I mean, against Olathe Heritage, we did not play very good at all in the first half. I think we ended up getting down 20 at halftime, and we'd only scored 7 points at halftime and really struggled. But in the second half, we flipped the switch and got ourselves in a position to at least cut the lead down to 10 at one time in the second half. So, you know, we saw a lot of improvement there. We kind of did the same thing against Santa Fe Trail. We played them very well for the first half. I can't remember exactly if we were tied at halftime or what, but it was – we played pretty well in the first half, but then the wheels kind of fell off in the second half, and we did the same thing against Lebo. We in the third quarter, it was a tie game. Actually, we had a 1-point lead there at one stretch with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then the wheels just completely fell off. We ended up losing by over 20. So it's just, you know, we can play about a half, and it's playing a full game is what we're trying to get built on and work on, and we kind of expected that coming in. You know, we lost a lot of our scoring from last year, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel, is we don't know who to run the offense through all the time, and that's something we're still searching for, to be honest with you, and hopefully we'll figure that out before Christmas, but it might not be until after Christmas before we kind of figure out our rotations and who needs to be playing more minutes and who needs to be playing less minutes. And we're still trying to figure out positions for some kids. We've got some kids that are playing on the post that probably feel more comfortable playing on the guard and vice versa. And those are things we're still trying to figure out.
Can you talk about some of the guys you've liked that have had some solid outings here in these first four games? Like, who's doing good things? I know with you guys still learning.
Yeah, well, I would start with Cooper Parsons, probably the main one I would talk about. You know, he doesn't do a ton of scoring for us, but, you know, right now at least he's got some fire in him and he's got some competitive spirit, and that's probably what we're lacking the most of as a team, is just that fire to want to win and that fire to want to do well. And he's doing it, and I'm happy with him. And I, you know, if we can get one kid doing it, maybe we'll eventually down the road get two of them with that competitive fire, and two becomes three, and then three becomes four. And hopefully by sometime in their season, we can find five of them that just want to compete and, you know, get down in the trenches and work and fight for rebounds, battle for rebounds, make stops on defense, those types of things. And, you know, he is doing that, and I'm very happy for him.
Visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you got a couple of doubleheaders this week. You know, on Friday you have Linden and you have Mission Valley coming up. And then before we talk again on January 8th, you'll play Central Heights on January 2nd and then go to Council Grove. So tough doubleheader coming up. Or two games coming up this week before Christmas, and especially when Linden is one of them.
Yeah, well, when you're setting at 1-3, every game is a big game for us. You know, we'll start with Mission Valley tomorrow. I mean, I think they're a little bit in the same boat as we are. They're struggling a little bit right now at the beginning of the year, and they're probably fighting and scratching for wins just like we are. And of course, you go to play Linden. They're the state champions in eight-man football, and they're loaded. There's no secret. They're good. We knew coming in they were going to be good, and they actually picked up another player that's going to take them even that much better. And the same thing, we come back after Christmas. You know, we play on January 2nd, and we play Central Heights, and I saw some game film on them. They look like they've improved quite a bit. Council Grove as well. It's one of the issues we're kind of having with is we need some practice time right now. We went from playing Northern Heights on Friday, then we turned around right away on Monday and played. And then we practiced Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we turned right around and played Thursday or Friday. So, you know, we've played however many games that is, four games, and had in that stretch of time only had two practices. And, you know, we kind of need to get into that stretch where we have more practices during the week than we do games. And I think then we can start to see some improvement and start to see our kids getting a little bit better. So, you know, I always say at this time of the year, we're not worried as much about what everybody else is doing. We worry about us and focus on us because, you know, if you can do everything you want to do, but when it's all said and done, if you can't do some of the fundamentals of basketball, you're probably not going to do very well. If you can't pass, if you can't catch, if you can't make layups, it doesn't really matter what else you do. You got to be able to do those three skills to start with. So that's kind of where we're at right now, just focusing on us. And obviously we focus on our opponent, but after coaching all these years and playing these same old teams, you kind of have a pretty good idea what they're going to do, and they know what we're going to do. There's no secrets. So that's where we're at.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with Mission Valley and Linden this week. Have a Merry Christmas, and best of luck on January 2nd and January 5th against Central Heights and Council Grove, and we'll talk to you again on January 8th.
Sounds great.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.